it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let everybody stay where they are.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we have a huge show on tap for you today. The focus of much of the show is going to be the National Football League. Day one of the NFL league year is here. All kinds of movement in free agency and on the trade front. And we'll have it all for you, your winners, your losers, and everything else in between. We'll talk a little college basketball as well as time permits as championship week marches on in the world of college basketball as teams are trying to punch their ticket for the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. And at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be joined by a very special guest. And that's Mike Golic of Mike and Mike on ESPN, along with Dr. John Anderson. We'll talk a lot of NFL free agency with Mike, along with some diabetes management with Mike Golic and Dr. John Anderson. And for those of you that like to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go, as many of you do these days, there's so many ways to check us out. You got the great apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Smart Radio, that you can download to any and all of your devices. They have a lot of on-demand content. They also all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. If you're looking for some other ways to check out the network, go to sportsbyline.com. And for our service people on the American Forces Radio Network, it's a great way to listen to all the programming on Sports Byline, and we couldn't thank you enough. But up next, we'll kick this thing off talking NFL free agency. Day one of the league year is in the books, and a lot happened. We'll have it all for you next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Second and 8 at the Raven 13. Blitz look. Here they come. Prescott slant. Dez 5 to the goal line. Touchdown. Dez Bryant, second of the day. The Cowboys have a 2-touchdown lead.
Stafford takes the snap. Goes on the end around to Ebron. To the 1. To the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Why not? He took it all the way down there, and then he took it home. The Lions have the lead back.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Some of the sounds of the 2016 NFL season bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack. And what a great way to dive into the 2017 offseason. Day one of the league year is officially here and gone. Free agency has begun, and there has been a flurry of activity. And we're going to get into it all. We'll give you our big winners and losers. You can join a discussion by dialing us up at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And let's dive right in and let's talk about the team that, in my mind, is the biggest winner thus far in free agency since the start of the new league year. And it's the Cleveland Browns, who pull off an absolutely brilliant move, because you have $100 million under the salary cap to play with. You absorb $16 million into your nearly $100 million in cap space. You take on the putrid Brock Osweiler. And because you do that, you get yourself a 2018 second round pick in return. Now, just think about how smart this move is for the Cleveland Browns. It's also trend-setting and brilliant in so many ways. You may now see teams that are building and have a ton of cap space make such moves. It's very NBA-esque. If you ever look at NBA teams that are often cellar dwellers, they're building teams, they've bottomed out, and they're looking to build themselves back up, and they have a ton of cap space, and they have a bevy of draft picks, they very often will be involved in three-team deals, and they'll take on, you know, these bad contracts in their salary cap because they have the money to do it. And in exchange for facilitating a trade between two other teams, they very often get quality draft picks or young, quality, cheap pieces that can help their rebuilding project. Something you don't see in the NFL, because by rule, it's illegal to buy draft picks in the NFL. So it's not something you often see. It's just not something that often happens. And I think the front office of the Cleveland Browns, Paul DePodesta, Sashi Brown, and Hugh Jackson here have done a brilliant job. You couldn't possibly spend all $100 million that they have under their salary cap this offseason. It's not possible. So with that surplus, but you're a team in many ways devoid of talent. You know, you are the worst team in the league. You have one of, if not the least talented roster in the entire National Football League. So for you, your big priority is to get as many opportunities as you possibly can to upgrade your talent and bring in more young talent, who also is, by the way, cheap. So you're going to continue to be in a situation where you're going to have plenty of salary cap room for years to come as you build this roster. So you have a team in Houston who needs to clear cap space to make some more moves so that they can put themselves in a position to be an elite team while their window of opportunity is still open. So you guys end up orchestrating a deal, meaning the Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans, and you take on this quarterback who signed maybe the single worst free agent contract in NFL history. And in exchange for helping the Houston Texans clear a whole bunch of salary cap space, you absorb Osweiler the player, Osweiler's $16 million cap hit for this season into your surplus of salary cap space. You get yourself a 2018 second round pick in return. And basically, you also get a 2017 sixth round pick. And all you have to do is, in addition to absorbing that salary cap money, send the Houston Texans back a 2017 fourth round pick. This deal is brilliant on so many levels. It gives you yet another opportunity to bring in a quality piece, and you've done it for nothing because you have so much cap space. Absorbing Osweiler into your cap doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And if you keep him this year and he starts and he's putrid, so be it. You're building your team. You're going to be drafting high again at the top of the draft. You'll have plenty more opportunities to fortify your talent. And then after the 2017 season, you can cut Osweiler. Because after 2017, his cap hit goes down significantly. And it would be very easy for the Browns, should they finally find their quarterback and move on from Osweiler, to absorb that cap hit and what little dead money there would be. Moreover, you look at it, there's still a move that could possibly be made. This is a quarterback-driven league. And teams are incredibly desperate for quarterbacks of any kind, whether they be quality frontline starters or backups that if your starter went down, your season wouldn't be over if this quarterback had to come in and play. And I think we would all agree Brock Osweiler is at least that. You know, if he's your backup quarterback, he's one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league. So with that being the case, if you're the Browns, what you can also do, because you have all the salary cap space and can absorb plenty of money, you can rework Osweiler's deal, make some of his salary into bonus, pay it off immediately, $5, $6, $7 million, whatever it would take, eat that in your cap this year, because you're not, again, got more money to spend, and then trade Osweiler to another team and get another pick. But in renegotiating the contract, you make Osweiler extremely tradable. You turn some of the salary into bonus. You pay it out, absorb the cash because you have a bigger, more salary cap room and dollars than you can ever spend. You make the contract palatable as far as the cap hit on the team that's going to trade for Osweiler. And now they will trade you another pick to get this quality backup quarterback for this contending team. So the Browns just made a brilliant move because they have so much they can do here. They got the second round pick in 2018 for very, very little back. They can either keep Osweiler and see if he's going to be anything, or and then cut him after next season if he doesn't work out and absorb the small amount of dead money. Or they can rework Osweiler's contract, pay out some bonus money, make the contract palatable so that now Osweiler's a trade chip, trade him to another team, and get back yet another draft pick and have another chip in the upcoming couple of drafts, either 2017 or 2018. Because if you look at what they've done with this deal, they now have 9 picks in the top 65 combined in the next 2 drafts. So that's pretty remarkable stuff when you think about it, and a wealth of opportunities to rebuild your franchise, which coming out of last season, was the least talented franchise in the NFL and the worst football team in the NFL. And now if you decide to keep Osweiler on your roster, you don't have to hurry and reach and pay somebody's ransom for any of the quarterbacks in this class that we're all unsure how good they are. You're going to be drafting high again. Maybe you like a quarterback in next year's class better and you draft him instead. Or if you move on from Osweiler, recover another pick. Now you're in a position where if you want to reach for a quarterback, you can. If you want to wait and grab one of the second tier guys, you can. You don't have to hurry. You're so bad and going to be for so long. If you don't love the quarterbacks that are out there, don't hurry to get them. Because you want to have some things in place before you bring in that quarterback. Otherwise, he never develops. More on the Browns and the brilliant work they've done in day one of free agency. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Second and eight at the Raven 13. Blitz look. Here they come. Prescott slant. Dez 5 to the goal line. Touchdown. Dez Bryant, second of the day. The Cowboys have a 2-touchdown lead.
Stafford takes the snap. Goes on the end around to Ebron. To the 1. To the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Why not? He took it all the way down there, and then he took it home. The Lions have the lead back.
Rodgers in the shotgun, takes the snap. Has some time initially. Buying more time. Wings the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown! Over the middle. Randall Cobb, his third touchdown catch of the game. 30-13. A dagger into the New York Giants.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
A little Arnold brings us back to the attack here on Sports Byline. Again, I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529 or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And thus far, the focus of the discussion has been the Cleveland Browns. And we talked about the big move they made and the, in many ways, trend-setting and brilliant move. Again, a very NBA-like move to actually absorb money into your salary cap because you have so much salary cap room and you're a building team to get another quality chip to help your rebuilding process. Again, this is just so smart by the Browns front office. And anybody that thinks it's not, you don't understand where the Browns are and where they're looking to go. And the fact that there's an opportunity with all that cap room to actually rework Osweiler's contract and move him in a trade to get another draft pick. It's just so smart for so many reasons and in so many ways. And now I think a deal like this will become the blueprint for bad teams with a lot of cap room. Help facilitate moves and help facilitate teams that need to clear cap space because they're a key player away by taking on some of their bad and bloated contracts. But in exchange, make them give you cheap quality chips in the form of draft picks or young players on the early part of rookie deals that you think have potential. It's a great move and it's a great job of using the sabermetrics and analytics that this unorthodox front office structure of the Cleveland Browns was known for and was brought in to do. They were brought in, Paul DePodesta was brought to Cleveland to bring analytics and sabermetrics to the Browns franchise. And this is a case of using it brilliantly. And in many ways, being a trailblazing team as far as how to go about your business in the NFL. And I think in a copycat league, you're going to see a lot more bad teams who are rebuilding and have a ton of cap space try and do this very same thing in order to help move along their rebuilding process and speed it up. So I love this move for the Browns, and I truly think it is one of the most brilliant things we've seen in NFL free agency in a long time. And the Browns were nowhere near done there. And this, to me, coupled with the Osweiler move, is why they are the biggest winner at the start of the new league year. You trade for Osweiler and get the second-round pick, absorb him into your cap, have an ability maybe to move him forward and get another chip, like a fourth-round pick in this year's draft, to continue to move forward your rebuilding efforts. You add J.C. Tretter and Kevin Zeitler to your offensive line, along with extending Joe Bitomio. So now your entire interior of your offensive line is set. These are all young guys, under 30, who are just entering or at their prime, and they're locked up for the next several years. So the entire interior of your offensive line, locked and loaded for the next several years. You have the stud All-pro left tackle in Joe Thomas, who still has a lot of tread left on the tire at 32. He's locked up for the next few years. So your offensive line is all set to go from one of the very worst in the league to one of the very best almost overnight. The interior is all young guys who are real good players. In the case of Zeitler, maybe one of the best guards in the entire National Football League and a Pro Bowl caliber guy. With Joe Thomas, the stud left tackle, and these very solid guys at center and at the other guard position, you're all set. You've now got the cornerstones to put a quarterback behind. See, a lot of times when you're looking to get a quarterback and develop a team, you got to have a quarterback to win. But when you make the mistake of getting the quarterback before you have all the other pieces or any of the other pieces in place, you doom that quarterback's development to failure. So this is a very sound move here. You now have solidified the offensive line, which means no matter who runs the football, whether it's Isaiah Crowell, Duke Johnson, or a running back that they're going to add in the top half of the draft to go with those two guys, they're going to have great opportunities to have success in the running game. And second and third and manageable and staying ahead of the chains, that's a quarterback's best friend, especially a young developing one. So that said, you've set that up. You added Kenny Britt to Corey Coleman, and you're still in a Terrell Pryor sweepstakes because of all the money you have. So you now have quality weapons in the passing game for this quarterback, whoever it is, to throw to. So and you still have, I don't know, about $65, $70 million to play with, along with the fact that over the next two drafts, you have 9 picks in the top 65, and may get another pick that's in the top 100, depending on what you do with Osweiler. So to me, this is just sheer brilliance by the Browns in every way. And now you say to yourself, this is one of the big winners, or the biggest winner in my mind, in free agency thus far. And when it doesn't translate into wins this year, a lot of you are going to say, Joe, you said they were big winners in free agency. Where are the wins? Well, here's the truth of the matter. This team is so far away from being competitive, it's not going to be fixed in one season. That's why you are drafting number one overall, and you had a grand total of one win last year because your roster was devoid of talent. You were competitive in a bunch of games because your head football coach is damn good, does a great job of putting together a game plan, and that team played hard each and every week, and more often than not, outworked a lot of opposition, but ended up getting caught because they're just not that good. So this is not a one-year deal. This is a 2 to 3 year deal before this Browns team starts to approach respectability. But the building blocks have been started. Still got a ton of salary cap space. You're not going to use anywhere near it all. You're going to have a situation where you're going to roll another $50 million over into next year's salary cap and on top of whatever's remaining there. So you're going to have another opportunity to be big winners in free agency. You're going to have a wealth of draft picks over the next couple of years. So in 2017, you're not going to win a lot of games. You're going to go from winning one game to four games. Still going to be in the top five in the NFL draft. You'll have that opportunity in that 2018 NFL draft to pick a whole bunch of guys in the top 65. You'll have an opportunity to go out and spend a whole bunch of money in free agency and target guys and fill some positions and fill some need. All of a sudden, by 2019, the quarterback will be in place and somewhat along in his development. So you'll have what you need there at the quarterback position, because in this quarterback-driven league, if you don't have one, you can't win. You'll have a solid offensive line. You'll have weapons in the passing game for that quarterback by that time. You'll have two or three very, very good running backs to run behind a terrific offensive line. And by that time, you'll have been able to fortify that defense. So, and in that time, this team will learn how to win games as well. Because that's the other thing that has to happen. When you lose all the time, you learn how to lose. So they're going to start winning, and it's going to start learning how to win games, and they're going to grow together. But it's going to take some time. So all the terrific things they've done this year, it's not going to net in a lot of wins. They need to draft well in 2017 here, since they're drafting at the top of the draft and have a lot of picks. And they need to fill spots and get quality talent and have it pan out. And then in 2018's draft, they need to do the same thing, because they're going to be drafting near the top as well, as they're still not going to win a lot of games. But then by 2019, you're going to see that corner start to be turned. As I said, that quarterback will be somewhere along in his development, and if they've picked the right guy, they're going to have a chance for real big-time success in Cleveland. The coffers will be stocked with two free agent classes full of terrific talent if they've picked the right guys. Two draft classes if they've picked the right guys. We'll have fortified this team all over the field. And all of a sudden, by 2019, as bad as things look now, things are going to look very, very good in Cleveland for Browns fans. And it's a long time coming. But this, the moves they made in day one of free agency were an absolute stroke of genius for the Cleveland Browns. And as I said, I can't say it any other way other than the plan they've put in place, if they end up picking the right guys, is working perfectly. Because you fortify the offensive line either at the same time or before you bring in the quarterback. You get him some weapons to play with. Stockpile draft picks. Accumulate cap money. Roll it forward. And then in a couple of years down the line, the roster's loaded. It's grown together and it's learned how to win games. And now it turns the corner. The other big, big winner in day one of free agency next year on the attack. Keep it where it is.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
We roll on here on Sports Byline. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Well, I talked about the Browns and why they're such a big winner. Because they can now go in so many directions. And they have now laid the foundation to go out and find their quarterback, whether it's paying the price for Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's somebody in this draft or in the next draft. They're starting to put the puzzle together.
and that groundbreaking move to add another piece along with their free agent acquisitions makes them the biggest winner thus far in the new league year. But the other big winner for me, and there are a lot of winners, a lot of teams did some good things, but the next biggest winner to me is the team that the Browns completed the trade with that made them big winner number one, and that's the Houston Texans. Now, think about this for a minute. You're probably saying, well, if the Browns win by doing this, don't the Texans have to lose? No, this is a classic win-win situation here. Nobody, but nobody, wanted any part of Brock Osweiler. And admittedly, this was Rick Smith's biggest mistake in his tenure as general manager down in Houston. This was just the worst free agent contract ever given anybody in National Football League history, as Osweiler showed that he is clearly not a frontline starting quarterback and nowhere near worthy of this huge contract. He is probably a capable hand a la a Brian Hoyer, a Ryan Fitzpatrick type, an A.J. McCarron type, to be that quality backup quarterback where if the starter goes down, you don't have Matt McGloin trotting out on the field and the season's over. But those guys don't get $16, $18 million a year like Brock Osweiler was given with tens of millions of dollars in guaranteed money. Those guys now, the very best of them at the top of the market, are probably going to be upwards of $5 to $7 million and worth every penny if you're a contender. So that said, you're stuck with the worst contract in the history of NFL free agency. The fact that you find a way to get out from under it, and yeah, it cost you something. It cost you a 2018 second round pick, which you could surely use as you want to continue to keep your roster robust, but you got to give something to get something. What you gave up pales in comparison to, in many ways, what you got based on where you are. And what you got was $16 million in available cap space. So you're now in a position to move some other assets and make sure that you win the battle for the services of Tony Romo, who now it looks like is not going to be released, but is going to be traded by the Cowboys because you have something of a bidding war on hand here for the services of Tony Romo. Denver desperately wants him because they see their window of opportunity closing quickly as there's going to be continue to be attrition on that defense, which took a step back last year, but is still very, very good. Their offense has the playmakers in place with the right signal caller to be a very, very good offense. But they need that signal caller. So Denver very much covets Tony Romo. Don't know that they want to take the Tony Romo cap hit and pay him that kind of money. But when you're not the only suitor for his services, you may have to compromise. The other suitor for the services is the Houston Texans, who just cleared the $16 million in cap space. So now they're in a position to actually make sure they win this because they have the cap room. They'll have to send an asset of some kind to Dallas, and they make sure they win the bidding war for the services of Tony Romo, who moves a few hours up the road from Dallas or across the road from Dallas to Houston, stays in state, and now goes to a team who, with that dominating defense and the return of J.J. Watt, become the favorite to win the AFC South. And in an AFC this year that doesn't have a ton of great teams, this could be the year with Romo that the Texans finally make noise and make a deep run through the AFC playoffs. It's Bill O'Brien's last stand, that's for sure. But to me, just by clearing that space, putting yourself in a position to win the Tony Romo sweepstakes, And if you win that sweepstakes, you are certainly winner number two right now, directly behind the Cleveland Browns, And you could make a case once you win the Romo sweepstakes, you're winner number one because you went from good team who might still be the favorite in the AFC South to overwhelming favorite in a division that in 2018 going to look a lot different. You see, when you look at the Texans, you got to realize something. Their window of opportunity is right now and closing quickly. And I understand you don't want to have to give up chips like you had to give up a second round pick in 2018 to get Cleveland to take on the contract of Osweiler. You're now going to more than likely have to give up an asset, a draft pick for to get Tony Romo. And I understand this. You don't want to strip away your draft picks and lose that ability to replenish your roster. But the situation in Houston is unique in that their window of opportunity is closing very, very quickly. And this is their chance to seize the brass ring right now. Because the complexion of the AFC South by no later than 2018 is going to change radically. And the Texans will go from the overwhelming favorite to win that division to right in the thick of it and perhaps behind both the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. As the Titans themselves, like the Browns, have a wealth of draft picks over the next two drafts. They, like the Browns, have a wealth of salary cap space available. Unlike the Browns, they have their future franchise quarterback in place already. Unlike the Browns, they've started to learn how to win as they were a 500 team last year and a year ahead of schedule. And a team that I predicted would be one of the biggest surprises in the National Football League, and they didn't disappoint me, unlike the Jacksonville Jaguars, who I predicted would win the AFC South, and they did disappoint me. And speaking of the Jaguars, wealth of cap room, made a ton of moves once again this offseason. Eventually, that team's going to learn how to win. They'll settle on who that quarterback is. Is it Bortles or is it somebody else? But come 2018, Tennessee's going to be there as a true elite team in the AFC for years to come. Jacksonville likely will be there by that time. Even the Colts. See, what they have is Andrew Luck, far and away the best quarterback in that division and one of the very best in the National Football League and a future Hall of Famer. But they don't have as much around them. By 2018, perhaps with the new GM in place, they have a whole lot around Andrew Luck. So you can see the writing on the wall here. The window of opportunity for this Texans team is right now. So you throw caution to the wind in this situation. You go out, you get that veteran signal caller in Tony Romo, who is an elite quarterback, and you put him behind center with weapons like Lamar Miller and that stable of receivers led by DeAndre Hopkins, one of the very best in the game. That defense with the return of J.J. Watt, one of the very best in the game. So here's your chance. Seize it. Go for it. Grab the brass ring now. Because by 2018 and rolling along later on, you might just be behind the eight ball in that AFC South and in the AFC as a whole. So go for it. And oh, here's the other thing if you're the Texans. This is the free piece of advice from GM Joe Spano. After you get Romo, after you win the battle and you outbid the Broncos, because you're going to have to secure the services of Tony Romo, what you need to do is get one of those capable backup quarterbacks at the right price. Because one thing we know about Tony Romo, Joni Romo is brittle. B-R-I-T-T-L-E. Brittle. So you bring him in there, and he has elite talent. There is no question. And he could throw for 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns for the Texans and make that offense explosive with the weapons that they have. But here's the problem. He's one hit away from going down for the year. And we all know Tony Romo gets hit and he breaks like paper mache. You know, he's as durable as wet Kleenex. So, and you can't, and over 16 games, eventually he's going to get hit. I don't know if he can stand up to it. He's been duct taped back together any number of times. And with that being the case, you had better, because you're going to seize the brass ring now. Yeah, you want it to be 16 games in a deep playoff run with Tony Romo. But when your quarterback is brittle 36-year-old Tony Romo, my suggestion is have that quality backup behind him where if he does get hurt for a stretch, I mean, if you end up losing him in game two for the entire season, well, then the plan just got flushed down the toilet. And here's the deal. Go out and get a Ryan Fitzpatrick. Go out and get a Josh McCown. Get that guy. So if Romo gets hurt and you lose him for three or four games during the course of that 16-game regular season, you can go 2-2, 3-1, and stem the tide. If, God forbid, he gets you through 12, 13 games of the regular season, then gets hurt, you got a guy who could take over in that short run through and maybe still help you make that deep run through the playoffs. You got to make sure you tie up all the loose ends when you're going to grab this brass ring and take these risks that the Houston Texans are taking. See, if you're going to sacrifice some future to get there in the present, you better seal up all the corners and you better make sure you've made all the contingency plans, because if you sacrifice the future for the present and then you fail in the present, and your future ends up being bleak as a result, well then, boy, you just took big risks and they didn't pay off. So after Romo, because you cleared the cap room to absorb him, now the next trick is make sure you got a guy behind you. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on The Attack. My name is Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
A little bit of Johnny football as we tie a bow around hour one. Hopefully nobody's dumb enough to draft him again. You don't want El Busto there. And in hour one, we talked about a couple of teams that, in my mind, made some of the most brilliant moves in day one of the league year. And they're tied together and they're married together, and it's the Browns and the Texans. And in hour number two, we're going to stay with the NFL. Right out of the box at 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Mike Golic and Dr. John Anderson will join us, and we'll spend a lot of time talking about winners and losers in day one of free agency in the NFL's new league year as far as player movement. And we'll spend a little time with both Mike and Dr. Anderson talking about diabetes management, as it's a cause near and dear to Mike Golic's heart, as not long after retirement, Mike Golic was diagnosed with stage 2 diabetes. So we'll get into that in hour number two. Also, again, it's going to be a ton of NFL free agency as we get into all the winners and the losers, who did it right, who did it wrong. As time permits, we'll dive into some of the college basketball as, you know, championship week in the world of college basketball is charging along. The major conference tournaments are all in full swing. Teams are trying to get their pit tickets punched. Teams are trying to secure those at-large bids. So we'll try and talk about all of it as much as we can after we get through all the NFL news. But hour one is in the books. A great hour it was. More of the Spano and Black Attack in the form of hour two is ahead next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Don't go anywhere.